time for the bold and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening of Bravo Supermarket, Port Jeff, with incomparable prices, weekly specials, now accepting WIC checks. Visit them at 500 Route 112 in Port Jeff, two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. So, Billy Currington has dethroned Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson, Candy.
Really?
Let Me Down Easy, the number one song in country music.
They could stay on top forever.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney opened his tour down in Florida, West Palm Beach and Tampa. We know that. But do you know, at every show, he's got all these sports stars and people to come see him, and he brings them out on stage. So some of his guests already include many, many football stars. And the other night in Tampa, Nick Swisher showed up, Candy.
Yeah, he's a Yankee, isn't he?
Yes, but they're down for spring training.
All right.
And many of the Philadelphia Phillies showed up as well. Jason Aldean talks about being nominated for Entertainer of the Year. He says he has followed the careers of Alabama and Randy Owen, and those people have inspired him for his performances.
I always like to hear what's the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And Josh Kelly, brother of Charles Kelly, a Lady Antebellum, and a pop singer in his own right. His first big country album, Georgia Clay, released today, and we play that song, the lead song, Georgia Clay, a lot here in My Country. Craig Morgan, remember, he saved the kids in the burning house?
Oh, yeah!
Well, he was honored at the Grand Ole Opry backstage. Tennessee City Volunteer Fire Department, they gave him his own helmet and an identification number.
I love that. He should be honored.
Dancing with the Stars last night, Ralph Macchio and Kirstie Alley, two people we thought would be terrible.
I never thought Kirstie would be terrible. I thought she would be difficult.
They might be in the finals, Candy.
I know the girl can dance. Mm. She can move it, baby.
We'll get to it later. We'll have your dancing recap. CBS looking to bring back Charlie Sheen. Looks like President Les Moonves is getting involved. He wants him back. He sees dollar signs.
He certainly does.
Brooke Mueller letting Charlie Sheen off the hook. She will not extend her restraining order.
All right.
Martin Sheen says his son Charlie is emotionally crippled.
Like he was.
And his brother Emilio Estevez says Charlie can pull through.
He can. Of course he can.
Hey, more good news out of the Cyrus camp. Tish Cyrus agrees with Billy Ray and says family things are moving in the right direction.
I'm happy to hear they're working it out.
Hey, you want to feel creepy? It seems Tiger Woods' new girlfriend, the 22-year-old, has lived next door to him or in his neighborhood for over 15 years. She was the neighbor of him and Elin.
She's 22, so if she lived there for 15 years, that makes her 7.
He knew her when she was 7.
Okay, that's really creepy.
I told you. On The View yesterday, Kiefer Sutherland said the 24 movie will be out next year.
Oh, that's going to be big.
Hey, three Spice Girls are pregnant right now.
Really?
Yeah, Mel B is now pregnant with her third child. That makes
three. It's not Eddie Murphy's, is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Three Spice Girls pregnant simultaneously. And Corey Harrison, better known as Big Hoss on Pawn Stars.
Yes.
That's the son.
Love him.
Arrested after allegedly getting into a brawl at a bar in California.
Uh-oh.
Charged with battery and obstruction. And you know I love Pawn Stars, Candy.
I do, too.
Tonight, Best in Film. It's really all we can find for you on ABC. 9 o'clock. 2 hours. Best in Film. The greatest movies of our time. Tom Bergeron is your host for that. There's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6:10 and 8:10 on My Country 96.1. We post it at licountry.com on the Fathead and Candy Jock page, of course. And later on, about 5:45 this afternoon, Party Marty with your dinner dish, everything from Nashville to Hollywood.